Well, joining me is R. Raj Mohan, who is an avid traveller and a keen history buff and a former media professional. And after 40 years in New Delhi, he recently moved back to Kerala, which is his home state. And he recently paid a visit to Jew Town, Paradesi Synagogue and the Jewish Cemetery in Mattancherry, Kochi. And it's a pleasure to speak with you on the line. Thank you so much for chatting with us. When did Jews first arrive in Kerala and what brought them there?
Yeah, good evening, Paula, and a very good evening to the listeners who have tuned in. The story of Jews in Kerala is really fascinating. Their arrival, lives in Kerala and mass migration to the Promised Land. You know, there are various views about among historians about when exactly Jews arrived in Kerala. Some believe it was during the time of King Solomon. That's 972 to 930 BCE is when, you know, the King Solomon's period. They arrived as traders. There are scholars who believe that the Jews did not come until the fall of the first temple. That's BC 586. You know, the temple built by King Solomon was in ruins, and Jews sought shelter wherever, whichever land they could get accommodated. Some were lucky to reach South India, which was untouched by bigotry and xenophobia. According to another set of historians, the first Lord reached in 70 CE, following the fall of the second temple to escape persecution. The temple built by King Herod had come under attack from Romans then. And the last two, as per the last two theories, they came with families, understandably so, as against the first one where they were traders. And another migration happened in the 15th century CE from Iberia, Spain, following the Alhambra decree, the Alhambra edict. The Sephardic Jews came in 15th century. So these are the various points that Jews are, you know, believed to have traveled, arrived to Kerala.
What was Jewish life like in Kerala during its peak? How big was the community and what role did it play locally?
Yeah, I'll tell you. See, though these Jews arrived in North Kerala at a place called Muzures, which is north of Kochi, they moved to Kochi, you know, because of floods in North Kerala in the 14th century. And a first synagogue was built, the Kochangadi Synagogue, in 1344. And that got destroyed, and the Paradesi Synagogue was built. So, you know, you're seeing them moving from there, from the place they arrived, which is Muzures, which Jews used to call as Shingli, to Kochi. And then came in 1492, the Sephardic Jews. They came directly. And the Jews altogether came under attack from Portuguese. By then, Portuguese are, you know, controlling Cochin. So the king granted them land there. And that is why, see, Matana in Hebrew is gift, and, you know, Cheri is land in Tamil, which was the language prevalent then. Okay, so, you know, around 1000 CE, the king of Kochi gifted copper plates. Copper plates are what you call the royal edicts to Joseph Raban, a prominent Jew. These copper plates list the economic and ceremonial privilege to Jews. And they were also rewarded 72 square miles land to them for helping him fight a Chola king who was invading. So there was a place called Anjuvanam they settled, which was called the Jerusalem of the East. So they had considerable, you know, importance in the society. They were rich, they helped the kings, and they owned a whole lot of land. They contributed to the language. There's a Hebrew-Malayalam mixture language that they had in terms of literature and also songs. So if we cut from there to the early 20th century, you know, one Mr. S.S. Corder, he was the great grandfather of Queenie Halega, the last woman Jew who passed away last year. She electrified Kochi. Wow. And this company was bought over by, yeah, he electrified Kochi. He got 4 generators from Britain. And he ran, you know, his own. He electrified Kochi with, you know, complete wiring and electrification. The Kerala government bought over that company much later from him. This Corder, you know, they're called Corders. Corder are believed to have introduced supermarkets at a time when they were unheard in India. And Corder also operated the first boat service in Kochi.
Kochi used to be called Cochin, which some of us, and I'm one of those, I had heard of Cochin before. What can a visitor still see today in Kochi that reflects the area's Jewish past?
See, the Jew town, you know, now the visitors are the tourists, because the Jew town has only one Jew left now. You know, that the Kochi had many, many synagogues, not just one. You know, there are two types of settlers, the Malabari Jews and the Paradesi Jews. Malabari Jews are the ones who came earlier, settled in North Kerala and moved to Kochi subsequently, whereas the Paradesi Jews are the ones who came from Spain, Iberia. So both of them existed, they all moved to Kochi. So now, you know, there is only one Paradesi Jew in the entire, you know, Jew town. The last lady, I said, the woman Jew passed away last year, her nephew is still alive. I mean, he's the only one there.
When did most of the Jews emigrate, and did they go to Israel or other countries?
Israel. See, most of them emigrated. So, you know, in 1950s, they started the migration. And, you know, in the early, because 48, Israel was established. And the migration actually started in 50s. And they moved in batches, but most of them actually moved to Israel. And some of them did go to the US and all that, but it's a promised land which, you know, attracted them, and they moved. And, you know, it seems at the time in 1950, the Jew town had around 250 Paradesi Jews, you know, which it's only one now.
And synagogues, you mentioned the Paradesi synagogue. Is that synagogue still in use, or can one still see it? And are there other synagogues one can view?
See, all these synagogues ran into a problem of getting sufficient numbers for the minyan. Okay, so what they used to do is that they used to assemble in one, you know, most all others also used to come in one synagogue, you know, for the sake of minyan. Then that also stopped. So the Paradesi synagogue in Mattancheri is not being used now.
Just as a last question, do young people in India learn about the history of the Jewish community, and what's being done to keep the memory of the Jews from Kerala alive?
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you. Arrival of Jews and their contribution to the heritage of Kerala, you know, that's an integral part of our history and which we teach students in schools. See, I also know of individuals who undertake heritage walks in Kochi. And obviously, Jew town forms a part of the itinerary. It's a definite part of the itinerary. Okay. And the government is doing a lot to preserve this. So the many Jewish you know, synagogues have been taken over by the government, and they're preserving them. They have been declared as national monuments and converted to a tourist space after restoration, and it's being preserved. And, you know, with internet and YouTube, there is a lot of content around Jews of Kochi. And interestingly, there's one Jew, Elias Josephi, who had gone to Israel and he was there for 30 years. And he came back to Kochi, and he's helping restore synagogues and, you know, preserve and also try preserving the culture. So all these keep the memory of Jews alive, and further they motivate the new generation to explore and learn more about the rich heritage of Jews in Kerala.